It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Make sure my buttons are pushed right over here. Yeah, welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. It is a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. January 31st of 2023. Saying goodbye to the first month of the year. Sayonara, January. Better things lie ahead. We're getting to one of those sweet spots in the sports calendar, right? We've got girls' state wrestling coming up Thursday and Friday, and you can hear reports on metro and area wrestlers down there right here on The Fan, so make sure you're locked on like usual. And also, we've got the boys' state regional duels, wrestling regional duels. That'll be on Saturday, and then a couple weeks later, you'll have the high school boys state wrestling tournament. Not long after that, then you're talking boys and girls state basketball. And about the time that gets over, then college basketball really heats up and March Madness arrives. So we're getting there. Meanwhile, while all that goes on, spring training baseball will get started. And if I'm not mistaken, memory serves, we're going to have a couple of Chicago Cubs spring training games that we're going to be able to bring you from the Cubs Radio Network. So looking forward to that. I completed the arduous task of placing the 162 2023 Chicago Cubs regular season games on our broadcast calendar. Yeah, I can hear you, Cardinal fan. Yeah, well, you're not going to have to put any playoff games on there. So look forward to that, Cole. At least you won't have to do that. Funny. Good stuff. Well, there's a chance, okay? I think there's a chance the Cubs could compete for the division. I don't know about competing for a wild card with how stacked up the NL West and East are, but hey, you know, I don't think the Cardinals are good. I don't think they're not Mets good. They're not Padres good. Not Dodgers good. It's possible, all right? It's going to have my interest. I think for maybe hopefully at least 2 months as far as it relates to a divisional race in the NL Central. We'll see, okay? We'll see. Talk to me in, probably mid-June. I think we'll probably have it figured out by then whether or not the Cubs are contenders or pretenders. But you're welcome, Iowa State fans. I could have just came right into this show today and brought up the fact that Iowa State coughed up a 23-point lead last night in Lubbock, Texas, to Texas Tech, and gave the Red Raiders their first win in 9 tries in Big 12 play. But I didn't do that. I waited until now. So, wow. That was something to watch. That was a meltdown. I mean, call it what it is. It was a meltdown. Turnovers, missed free throws, just cold shooting. You lose a 23-point lead. A little bit of everything goes into that, right? And it just the Cyclones ended up snake bit last night. But here's the thing. Broaden your horizon. Try to take your focus off of what happened in that game last night. And Iowa State. Well, how bad was that start of theirs in Big 12 play last season? Was it like 1-4, 1-5, something like that? They bounced back, finished, what was it, 7-11 in the league. Obviously, they went undefeated in the non-conference, so that they were in the tournament, you know, securely in the tournament. They go to the Sweet 16. Last night's game prevents nothing that the Cyclones want to accomplish from still being possible to accomplish, and that includes a regular season Big 12 title. It makes it a little more difficult, but it doesn't make it impossible. You just got to find a way to bounce back if you are the Cyclones, and they'll get their shot on Saturday, but it's going to take some Hilton magic because the Kansas Jayhawks are coming to town, and you'll, of course, be able to hear that game right here on The Fan. Pregame coverage is going to begin at 10 Saturday morning, so have your coffee brewed for pregame coverage at 10, and tip-off of the Jayhawks and Cyclones will be at 11. All right. However you are tuned in, thank you so much for being here. If any Cyclone fans are still listening or maybe out of care for their mentals, they have decided to turn me off, but in which case I could understand. That was a tough one. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, thanks so much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. Like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set there on the Zuck machine. And then bookmark that website, not just for the stream, but you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content there. You get your Waterloo Blackhawks minutes on demand, the podcast of this show. We get all sorts of high school basketball, wrestling coaches, so on and so forth on. Those podcasts are there, available on demand. So check it out. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join the show with any questions or comments, dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or maybe you're a little shy, or maybe you just don't like making calls, you can email me, email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show, by all means, fire away, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, we'll get it going here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores, plenty in the stack today. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update, as well as forecast for the rest of this frigid Tuesday. Looking into tomorrow and Thursday, it doesn't look like relief is on the way anytime soon. So hopefully everybody's, I'm knocking on wood for everybody's furnace out there. My goodness, it's cold. After we get that forecast, we'll come back in the second segment, and our friend David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com will join the show. Plenty to talk about with David. The Iowa Hawkeyes got a big win Sunday over Rutgers to get back to 500 in the Big Ten. You go 500 in the Big Ten, you're going to get into the NCAA tournament. And one thing I want to ask David today, because I think we had pretty much tabled this question, this particular question, for probably a month, easily a month, if not a month and a half or longer. And that is this Iowa team an NCAA tournament team? And I know there's some of you out there going, of course they are. And I know there's some of you out there going, I don't know. And I know there's some of you out there going, I don't think so, which makes it a good question, which is why I'm going to ask David, because he's the expert. And there's plenty to talk about as well. Patrick McCaffrey made his return in that win over Rutgers. I've been seeing some criticism out there of Chris Murray. I think I'll just leave it at that for now, just your classic radio tease, that I've seen some criticism out there of Chris Murray, of all Hawkeyes, and I want to ask David if maybe I need to get out of the nether regions of social media, or if he's seeing the same thing. So a lot to check in with David Eichold on HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 sports. Bookmark the website. Follow David on Twitter, at David Eichold. One other thing, a couple of Hawkeyes are playing in the Reese's Senior Bowl, so we can ask David about that when he joins as well. When we are done talking to David, we will take a timeout near the bottom of the hour and get you Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and I have audio from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab. The Panthers looking good, but Coach Schwab, as you might imagine, he wants more out of his team. They had a 1-1 weekend where they fell just short to Oklahoma State. The Cowboys ranked 10th in the country. Panthers, was it 15th, 17th, something like that? I'm trying to remember rankings for multiple sports here. But they bounced back on Sunday with a win, pretty dominant win over Oklahoma. Three different Panthers getting bonus points in that dual win over the Sooners. So Coach Schwab will break down his Panther train in the third segment of today's show. So look forward to that. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, as well as a memorable moment in NFL postseason history, and, of course, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary before we come back for a final time and wrap up today's show. All right, boys and girls, thanks for being here. Let's dive right in. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday tonight in Metro basketball and girl-boy doubleheaders. Waterloo East plays at Des Moines Lincoln, and Waterloo Columbus visits Dyke New Hartford. In other Metro games, in boys games, Cedar Falls plays host to Cedar Rapids Jefferson, while Waterloo West is at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Meanwhile, in girls games, Waterloo West plays host to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. In a game you can hear tonight on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, the Cedar Falls girls on the road at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan begins around 7:15 over on Cruising. Tonight in high school wrestling, regional duels take place across the state in all three classes. The top-ranked team at each site receives a bye and then takes on the winner of the first-round duel in the final. Several area schools are in action this evening, beginning in Class 3A. Waverly Shell Rock is hosting Cedar Rapids Prairie and Western Dubuque. In 2A, Independence and Dyke New Hartford are at West Delaware. In 1A, Don Bosco is hosting Waterloo Columbus and West Hancock. Jessup faces MFL Marmac at Albernett, and Nashua Plainfield plays host to Pocahontas Area and Lake Mills. The top eight teams in each class qualify for the state dual team tournament, which takes place Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Cedar Falls girls wrestling coach Allie Gerbrocht has received a prominent award. She's been named the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association Coach of the Year. Gerbrocht guided the Tigers to a successful season that included winning the Battle of Waterloo in the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet. And the Tigers also qualified 9 wrestlers for the state meet that begins this Thursday. All right, here it is. Shocker in the Big 12 last night. Texas Tech stormed back to stun 13th-ranked Iowa State 80-77 in overtime. You heard it here on The Fan. Iowa State led by 23 in the second half before seeing its lead finally slip away in the final minute of that game. It was the biggest comeback in Texas Tech history as they knocked the Cyclones out of first place in the Big 12. It was the Red Raiders' first Big 12 win this season. Cyclones struggled at the free throw line, shooting just 57% to go along with 17 turnovers in the game. Caleb Grill led the Cyclones with 24 points, all of which came from three-pointers. With the loss, Iowa State now 15-6 this season and 6-3 in the Big 12. As I mentioned before, Iowa State returns to action Saturday when they host Kansas. Pregame coverage begins at 10. The Iowa basketball team is at home tonight hosting Northwestern. The game was originally the one set for January 18th, but got banged due to illness within the Northwestern program. The Wildcats didn't play for 8 days, but they're 3-0 since. Iowa has won the last 8 meetings between the two schools. Tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena is at 8 tonight. Iowa State's Ashley Jones has been named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week. The Cyclones All-American began the week with 19 points and 14 rebounds in a blowout of TCU. It was her 9th double-double of the season, 58th for her career. Then against 14th-ranked Oklahoma, Jones poured in 32 and had 7 rebounds in an 86-78 win that kept Iowa State atop the Big 12 standings. And Caitlin Clark says, "Not so fast, my friend." Iowa women's basketball guard named the co-Big Ten Player of the Week. Clark led the Hawkeyes to a road win over number 2 Ohio State, recording a triple-double with 28 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds in that win over the Buckeyes And against Nebraska, Clark fell just shy of another triple-double with 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. It was their 36th career double-double. And finally, for the second consecutive year, the UNI softball team has been picked as the Missouri Valley Conference preseason favorite. The Panthers received 9 first-place votes and 140 points. Murray State was second with 126. This is the first time UNI has been picked as back-to-back preseason favorites since the Panthers joined the Missouri Valley in 1993. UNI also had 4 players named to the All-MVC preseason team: catcher Emmy Wells, outfielder Maya Dodge, pitcher Kalen Packard, and outfielder Madison Parks. Emmy Wells, who was the Missouri Valley Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year, will miss the season for the Panthers after having Tommy John surgery in the fall. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking Hawkeyes. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, joins us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, Sean Payton looks like he's one step closer to taking over as the Broncos head coach with Denver and New Orleans, reportedly working out a compensation package that allow the former Super Bowl winning head coach to return to the sidelines. The Saints get Denver's first round pick this year from Miami and a second rounder next year. The Houston Texans and D'Amico Ryans have reportedly agreed to a deal to make the 49ers defensive coordinator their new head coach, while the Carolina Panthers, the first team this offseason to hire a new man, as Frank Reich introduced earlier today, the 61-year-old grateful for another opportunity.
Just want to begin by saying thank you. Thank you to Mr. Tepper and Nicole Tepper for just an incredible opportunity to come back home, to lead a team and a franchise in which we were here at the beginnings, but to take on new challenges and to take us to new heights.
The Cardinals have yet to fill their vacancy. They're meeting with Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka today. College basketball, case could be made. The Big 12 is the toughest conference in the country with 6 teams in the top 15. Tonight, 7th-ranked Kansas State takes on interstate rival Kansas, ranked 8th at Allen Fieldhouse. I'm Rich Ackerman.
The Eagles will play the Chiefs to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Brandon Graham from the Philadelphia Eagles stops by the Zach Gelb Show later, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, "Hey Alexa, play 1650 The Fan."
February is American Heart Month, and at the Waterloo Career Center, we have students who are fast-tracked to go into the medical profession. Our classrooms include hospital-grade equipment, like an ambulance simulator that provides our EMS learners with the opportunity to train in the most realistic way possible. And our students, well, they're just like Ray.
Hello, my name is Ray, and my goal is to save lives as a paramedic and EMT.
Ray is a senior at Expo and is studying right now to be an emergency medical technician and paramedic. Her bold is saving lives. At the Waterloo Career Center, we offer a collegiate-level academic experience in almost 20 tuition-free programs. We're proud to help Ray and students all over the Cedar Valley do more of what they love and what they do well. Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their bold? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
At the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County, sports and activities are going on year-round. Basketball, volleyball, pickleball, and swimming lessons start soon. Take a class from one of our 40-plus fitness offerings and start your new year off right. Pump some iron, walk on the track, or swim laps in the pool. Have a great time with all your friends at the Family YMCA Blackhawk County, located at 669 South Hackett Road in Waterloo. The YMCA, strengthening the foundations of our community.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
The first half of the NBA season just about over, with the All-Star break only a few weeks away. Right now, the Celtics, the favorite to win an NBA title at plus 180, followed by the Nets at plus 325, the Bucks at plus 350. NBA, the Bulls coming off a road win over the Magic, returning home tonight to face the Clippers. Chicago 1-2 on their latest road trip. Bulls the three-point underdog on their home floor, 230 the over-under. College basketball tonight, Iowa and Northwestern will make up their game originally set for January 18th. Northwestern unable to play then due to a COVID outbreak. Iowa is 6.5-point home favorite tonight, 149 the total. In Des Moines, Drake will host Northern Iowa on Wednesday night.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight. Under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 25 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 9 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures below average Thursday and Friday. And highs from the single digits above zero to the low 20s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 13.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show rolls along, and we welcome in David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com. Make sure you follow David on Twitter, at David Eicholt. The Iowa men's basketball team making up that previously postponed game against Northwestern at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Tip-off is at 8. And, David, how you doing today? You staying warm?
Yeah, man, I'm all good. Just preparing for tonight. It's going to be a very, very busy week, obviously, with signing day tomorrow and then Iowa having another game on Saturday against Illinois. But, you know, we're hanging in there, man.
Yeah, same. I would say the same. And I think we can speak for a lot of people out there. You know, this January run, it's just like you get back from the holiday vacation. You just got to make it through. You just got to get to February. Then the sports heat up. You know, then next thing you know, March Madness is here. So I know there's plenty of people in your world fired up about signing day tomorrow. But first things first, I want to talk about this Iowa men's basketball team. Gets a nice win on Sunday against Rutgers to complete that season sweep. Get back to 500 in the Big Ten. What still sticks out most about the performance on Sunday?
You know, I still think whenever you can beat this Rutgers team, I think it's a solid win. Obviously, Rutgers is a lot better at home, but I thought Iowa had a nice bounce-back performance. I mean, Rutgers is one of the best defenses in the entire country. Iowa puts up 93 points. And you can't talk about that game and not bring up Patrick McCaffrey. It was great to see him back in the mix. 9 points, 3 for 3 from three-point range. And he just looked a lot more comfortable. He looked like he was playing with a high IQ, and he seemed much more in control and at his own pace. And, you know, like I said, it was great to see him back out there. Chris Murray doing what Chris Murray does. But I think another thing that could be developing for this team, Aaron Ulis has really ramped up the aggression on the offensive end. I mean, he had another solid performance. He had 17 points against Michigan State, which was a career high. I believe 15 of them came in the second half. He ended last game with 15 points, and Iowa's needed more production out of their backcourt. So if they can get that sort of caliber from Ulis, that's going to continue to open up things on the offensive end. But ultimately, Cole, I still don't know if I really understand this team. I was talking on XM Radio earlier, and I don't think many people realize what this Iowa team is because they haven't been consistent. And the thing that I'm looking for and what they need to continue to improve on, shocker, it's on the defensive end. I mean, they still gave up a lot of open threes to Rutgers. The rotations are late. Iowa rebounding the ball is doing much better. But they just don't have that lockdown defender. We've seen flashes of Tony Perkins. We've seen them get stops when they need to. But this has to be a much more consistent team because – yes, they have 5 quadrant 1 wins, Cole, but this is a team that's not a lock for the NCAA tournament right now at all.
It's amazing how many follow-up questions that you almost completely answered in your first response there, David. That's why you're the best, okay? Don't let anybody tell you different. But there's a couple I'm going to follow up on anyways. So let me start with Aaron Ulis, and you touched on him. I think the thing with Ulis is people go, yeah, he's a talent, but like, what kind of like what's his thing, or as the kids would say, like what's in his bag? So what are we figuring out about what's in Aaron Ulis's bag? What's going to continue to make him a productive part of Fran McCaffrey's rotation that continues to evolve a bit.
Yeah, I think you look at, I believe since January 1st, the turn of the calendar, he's 8 for 15 from three-point range. That's not a lot of shooting, but for Ulis, who has traditionally not been a good three-point shooter, he can keep the defense honest enough, and he has a quick step. He's really done a nice job of being aggressive, finishing at the rim, and going coast-to-coast, pulling up, doing those not mid-range, not long-contested mid-range jumpers, but inside the paint, doing some floaters, doing some fadeaways, short fadeaways. I think that's really been a big part of his development and his passing. I mean, when he gets rolling, I think he's a really talented passer. But again, keeping the defense honest, stretching him out, trying to get Chris Murray in one-on-one situations, driving kick, I think we're really starting to see him emerge. I mean, that's a big reason why Desante Bowen didn't play at all against Rutgers. I believe that was the first game he hadn't appeared in all season. I think it's a bad matchup for a young guard, though, too, to go up against that Rutgers full-court press. When they get those double teams, I mean, that's a very, very turnover-prone team that can really turn it up on the other end as well. So I think Ulis being able to stretch the floor, being more aggressive, and really controlling the pace, I just think he's done a much better job over the last month of doing that than he has over, you know, during the first part of the season.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch how much more productive he's been here recently. That's a big development. But, you know, David, so many times when we talk about rotations and lineup combinations, it's almost like just automatically, subconsciously, it's viewed through the lens of what does it mean for offensive production? And when you bring up the defense needing work, that's the first thing that comes to mind for me is if Fran McCaffrey can solidify his rotations and combinations, that perhaps that's going to be maybe the biggest thing when it comes to defensive improvement with this team, because the personnel's the personnel at this point. It's just about where you have the chess pieces.
Yeah, and I think Iowa's done a nice job for the most part of staying out of foul trouble. I think, you know, you look at Chris Murray's career, you look at Philip Obracha, even Connor at times, they've really struggled with foul trouble. They've really kept out of it for the most part. That has not been a detriment to this team. But you look at the KenPom defensive rating, Cole, they're ranked 128th right now. I mean, I think that's the worst that's been under Fran McCaffrey in at least the 7-8 years or so. It's very strange to me because at times they look completely broken, but other times, Cole, they really clamp up defensively. I mean, the rotations are sharp. They're rebounding the ball well. They're doing a nice job switching between man-to-man and zone. But other times it seems like they're really conserving their energy so they can turn it up on the offensive end. But I think a big detriment to this team, I think of the Ohio State game. I think of the Eastern Illinois loss. They get killed in transition, and they allow teams to get hot from three-point range early. And, for example, tonight, this Northwestern team, outstanding defensively, off and on offensively. But if you allow Chase Audie, Jim Boom Bowie to get going early, those are two guards that can absolutely kill you from three-point range. I know Bowie has not had the best career games against Iowa, but this is a guy who is more than capable of dropping 20 any given night. So if Iowa allows them to get open shots early, I'm struggling to see why Iowa's a 6.5-point favorite tonight. But again, I don't work for Vegas, so I can't tell you that.
Well, hey, Vegas had it right last night when they had Texas Tech and Iowa State as a pick'em, despite the fact Texas Tech was 0-8 in the Big 12. So those guys know.
Hey, man, you know, here's the thing. Like, Indiana was up, I think, 21 at one point against Iowa when they were at Iowa as well.
Yeah.
And Iowa ended up coming back and pulling away. But, you know, it's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. I know Iowa State fans are probably incredibly infuriated by it, but I guarantee you that experience is going to help them down the stretch of the season.
And
I promise you on that.
I said at the top of the show, trying to talk Iowa State fans off the ledge if they were there, that loss last night doesn't prevent Iowa State from accomplishing anything that it could have accomplished before that game began. I mean, it's just the reality of the Big 12 and where they're at right now. But, man, you said cookie crumbles, more like just crumble. That's what happened in that game last night. A few more minutes here with David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com. Follow David on Twitter, at David Eicholt. It's a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. David, I also said at the top of the show when I mentioned you would be on that one question I was going to ask you was, have you seen some of this criticism of Chris Murray. And it's like, it's somewhere between like criticism of him not being clutch or clutch enough or not being there in the moments when Iowa needs him the most. I've seen a little of that out there. Do I just need to take a hard left turn out of the nether regions of social media, or are you getting any of that in your sphere?
You know, I've heard rumblings that I think it's frankly a little unfounded. And I know people point back to that Michigan State game, for example.
Right.
Obviously, he got shut down in the last 20 minutes. I think he had 1 point in the final 19-46 or something like that. But, man, like, I don't know what people expect out of him. He was getting doubled a lot. Aaron Ulis really took over. Chris really couldn't get off open shots. They wondered why he didn't take the last shot in that game. And my response to that is, what better play would you have drawn up? You got Peyton Sanford, who's one of the best shooters in the conference. Two great looks from three-point range to win the game. They just didn't fall. I thought Fran threw up a phenomenal play, used Chris as a decoy. They just didn't fall. And you're talking about Peyton Sanford, the guy who hit shot after shot after shot to win that Michigan game, including that four-point play. You know, I don't buy stock into it. I know over the course of his career, he hasn't hit the big shot. But let me put it this way. Iowa's not in a position right now where it's at without Chris Murray. Chris, you're talking about a guy who's averaging, 22-9 on 40% three-point shooting and 50% from the field? I don't want to hear it. And it honestly, I think it's a little bit unfounded.
Yeah, take that, haters. Keyboard warriors. You know, another thing you brought up earlier that I've fallen up on nonetheless was we had tabled this question for at least a month, if not 2 months. Is this an NCAA tournament team?
It's not a lock because Iowa's got to take care of business at home. You know what the biggest X factor game for me, Cole, is this Saturday against Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois and Iowa have gone back and forth and back and forth throughout the last few years. Illinois has gotten the edge on them in these close, close contests. If Iowa can show me that they can get over the hump of Illinois, beat them at home, I think it's an NCAA tournament caliber team. And another thing to keep in mind, remember last year, Iowa was one of the hottest teams in the country going into the NCAA tournament. I think they end the season, 11-2?
Yeah.
Maybe 12-2? The turn happened, I believe, on February 5th when they inserted Tony Perkins into the starting lineup again. Saturday marks February 4th, so I'm very, very intrigued about what Iowa's going to do, if they're going to tinker or anything, and if this can be the turning point. So again, if Iowa shows me they can beat Illinois and it aligns with last year's timing, I'm very, very intrigued about how they are going forward. But they got to take care of business at home, and they got to steal one on the road. And in this conference, Cole, I don't know who's good besides Purdue. Otherwise, it's a crapshoot every single night.
Yeah. It is. Great stuff. Hey, before I let you go, Riley Moss, Kayvon Merriweather at the Reese's Senior Bowl. What's the latest on any NFL draft round projections, their draft stock?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know where I want to place Kayvon yet, but I will say I know Kayvon Merriweather has turned some heads, and I think people have really started to look at more of his film. I think he's going to go earlier than most people are. And I'll be honest about Riley Moss. I could see him going as high as a third and as low as a sixth. I really think this is a very, very big opportunity for him. I think the NFL draft combine is going to be huge for him. I think, again, Merriweather is going to go earlier. I think Riley Moss at this point is to be determined. But he has had a great, great lead up to the Senior Bowl.
Great stuff as always, David. We'll be locked in with your coverage of tonight's game. And we'll catch up again soon, all right?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care, man.
Hey, appreciate you, too. Take care. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. We'll go from talking hoops to talking grappling. Yeah, you and I, wrestling coach Doug Schwab, met the media yesterday, and like usual, quotable as ever, was Coach Schwab. We'll learn about the Panther train right after this on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company.
Radio Iowa Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with men's college basketball, where the Iowa Hawkeyes get set to take on the Northwestern Wildcats tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Wildcats in second place in the Big Ten, 6-3 in league play. Well, the Hawkeyes conference record sits at 5-5. Tip off for Iowa and Northwestern from Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, set for 8 o'clock. The Iowa State Cyclones now looking to rebound after last night's collapse, seeing Texas Tech rally from a 23-point deficit in the second half to tie the game and send it into overtime before the Red Raiders would knock off 13th-ranked Iowa State 80-77. Next up for the Cyclones, a date with 8th-ranked Kansas on Saturday. The Drake Bulldogs and Northern Iowa Panthers a day away from their Missouri Valley Conference showdown tomorrow night at the Knapp Center. I'm Tim Fisher, Radio Iowa Sports.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'll be by your side.
Radio Iowa has been on the air for more than 35 years and now boasts more than 80 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Radio Iowa's unique position covering the start of the U.S. caucus and primary season means the next president's road to the White House begins in our house. We have the resources and social media presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at radioiowa.com.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for over 25 years, and we're proud to continue thanks in part to these sponsors.
Offering a lifetime warranty on all their repair work, Anderson Collision Cedar Falls. The Collision Repair Specialist, Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
First Bank is proud to support area high school athletes and teams, serving North Iowa in Cedar Falls, Waverly, Plainfield, Clarion, Eagle Grove, and Goldfield. First Bank, serving you first. Member FDIC.
Dan Knipp and the team at Air Services Incorporated are proud to support high school athletics. When problems with your heating or air conditioning arise, get quality done right the first time. Call Air Services Waterloo.
Thinking of adding a hot tub, sauna, or pool to your home? Shop local with Tubs R Us, serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls, Waterloo.
Witham Auto Centers wishes the students and coaches involved in postseason play good luck. It takes focused, hardworking athletes to achieve this success. Witham Auto Centers, where everything they do is driven by you.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. You can trust us and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Give your home a fresh look with the beauty and durability of Mohawk wall and floor tile at Menards. Mohawk features a large selection of beautiful and durable tile options to match your style. Mohawk tiles are perfect for any room of your home. Add a stylish finishing touch with Logan Springs Charcoal Ceramic Tile. Right now, it's just $119 each. Save big money on Mohawk tile now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Knutson Chiropractic in Cedar Falls has proudly been helping the community for three generations. I'm Aaron Knutson. At Knutson Chiropractic, we want to help you achieve your full health potential. We want to not only add years to your life, but add life to your years. If you're young or old, a weekend warrior or a couch potato, we can help your aches and pains. Give us a call or text us or visit us online at KnutsonChiropractic.com. Always up front so you can leave the pain behind. Knutson Chiropractic in downtown Cedar Falls.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Yeah, a lot of ways to listen to the show, however you do it. Thank you so much. UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab recapped the Panthers' weekend yesterday. UNI fell short 19-17 on Saturday night against 10th-ranked Oklahoma State, but bounced back Sunday afternoon with a dominant 23-12 win against Oklahoma. The Panthers' win over the Sooners included a first-period pin by Kyle Biscaglia at 1:33. Also, bonus points via major decisions from Austin Yan at 165 and Noah Glazer at 197. Here's Coach Schwab.
Just thinking back on the matches, you know, thinking back of some of the opportunities that we had. And, you know, to me, I'm going back to the response that we had, because obviously it was a tough loss. And losses are always tough. Sometimes they're maybe a little more painful than others. But felt like we, in some ways, gave away, you know, the Oklahoma State meet, or they took it. And that it's not on one individual. That's one thing that I think everyone has to understand is that there's 10 guys. There's 10 opportunities, and each guy has an opportunity to, and I say, run their leg of the race as well as they can. And so I'm going to highlight a few, you know, even though we lost matches, the things that they did and the things that we talk about. You know, Bisco that first night, and Vix is, you know, he's a three-time finalist. They get into a scramble early, and he was in a really, really bad spot. And he was on his back for 2 minutes, and he fought off his back. And then, you know, he was able to recover and give himself a lot of opportunities to score. But those things matter. One, not giving up bonus points, but two, just in that we keep our composure and we keep our focus and we go to get to the next thing, because you can get rattled by those things. You know, Tyrell, in the last match yesterday, he expended so much. You know, he lost the match, but man, to see the depths that he went to, and he lifted that son of a bitch up on one arm. That's a 240-pound man, and he lifted up with one arm. I'm still not happy about that call. I think that was a bad call. But you know what? Sometimes you're going to get bad calls. So how do you handle those? I just don't think he was able to quite recover. But man, I don't know if I've ever seen him expend that much. So knowing that he has that much in the tank, to me, those are positives, and those are off losses. So you can still find so much positive off even those learning experiences, and that's what we got to take him as.
Coach Schwab went on to describe how there was value in the moments when he says his team, quote, got exposed against Oklahoma State and Oklahoma.
But was proud of how we competed, the composure that we showed. You know, we got exposed in some areas, and that's why we compete. You know, we compete so we can see that we have to be able to not come out of our stance, because Oklahoma State is going to make sure that we beat them there in these positions, and we're not going to get beat there anymore. They came with a purpose. They came that they were going to outfight us. They were going to hustle us. They were not going to get out head fought, and they weren't going to get ridden, and they did a pretty damn good job of that. And so for us now, we respond to that, and you have to be able to improve, or if a guy takes something away, then you have to be able to find another way. You know, I think they should feel incredibly fortunate for walking out of here with the victory. But that's, to me, sometimes what good teams do. They find a way. And, you know, Oklahoma's got a really good team, man. They got a really – man, they have some incredible ability up and down that lineup. But we responded well. Getting bonus points, pins are always huge. Bonus points in a couple other places. And just being able to – like I said, I don't know, I hammer response, but that's within our control. Some of those other things – aren't always within our control, but how we respond and how we move forward always is. And we'll be better. I can tell you as a team, we will be better from this. It gave us some really good feedback, and it gave us a chance to reinforce some things that, okay, you think you can get away with this? Well, I guess not.
At 149, Colin Real-Buteau enjoyed a 2-0 weekend, defeating a pair of ranked opponents. Here's Coach Schwab on Real-Buteau.
You know, Colin Real-Buteau, just the two matches that he had, I mean, those were fun. And that dude, I told him, man, he brings a smile to my face in how much he enjoys competing. You know, and each guy kind of has to be to their personality. But, I mean, he was, like, clapping with the crowd and getting the crowd going in the match yesterday and just smiling. And, you know, I'd love to see that come out. You'd love to see guys compete that way. And he found ways to win, you know.
After a loss on Saturday night, 12th-ranked Austin Yant earned a major decision at 165 with a 12-1 win Sunday against Oklahoma's Alejandro Herrera Rodon. That improved Yant's record to 14-1 this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's Austin Yant, though. if you know him at all, he's one gritty SOB. I mean, that's how he's been raised. That's how he's been trained. That's how he's prepared. And he's a leader on our team. So I know that there's only one way that he's going to respond. And you go back to those things, and it, like I said, it's not on one person. Like, everyone's like, well, this match, like, okay, well, we had 9 other opportunities. We had opportunities to get bonus points. We had other guys. It is not on him. It is a team win or it's a team loss. So that's the first thing. But I knew how he'd respond. That's just who he is. And to me, and I told our team, I said, we're going to find out if we are who we say we are. If we say that we're gritty, we say that we're coachable, we say that this is the things that we stand for, then in those moments, that's what you're steeped in, right? It's what you are. You can't talk about it. We can talk all this BS, and we can put all these words up on the wall of what we stand for. We got to show it, and they showed it. And he shows it every time. He shows it every day. He's done it since he's got here from day one. So love that guy. He's a captain on our team for a reason.
And at 197 on Saturday night against Oklahoma State, true freshman Wyatt Volker got the start in place of Noah Glazer and fell short in his match against 19th-ranked Luke Serber. Then on Sunday, Glazer was back in the lineup and earned a major decision over Oklahoma's Carson Berryhill. Here's Coach Schwab on the decision-making there.
I'll highlight one other guy. You know, Volker got the call on Saturday night. And thought that he competed well. I don't think the lights were too big for him. I think, when with this new rule, you get an opportunity for some of these guys, and I think you got to take it. And sometimes you look at matchups, and matchups, to me, dictate some of that stuff. And then, you know, to me, it was great seeing Noah come back that next day and put bonus points up there. And you know what? I get my opportunity. I'm just going to make the most of it. And to me, that's what a team does. That's what you do. That's what you do with your opportunity. You make the most of your opportunity, and you don't ever put your head down and dwell about I didn't get that one. I deserve this one. Well, you make the most of what the ones that you have, and you just continue to stand ready. And that's the kind of team we have. So,
Coach Schwab then acknowledged that they're reaching the stretch run of their season,
and that's an exciting thing. But it's also, to me, like the way you're ready for the stretch run is because of what you've done leading up to that, and our guys they've done a damn good job up to this point. Now we just ratcheted up another notch. So, and that's not just going harder. It's, you know, technically it's skills. And like I said, we got some clear teaching moments for guys, and now how do they use it? But up and down the lineup, man, we are competing our asses off. I mean, we really are. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, we are competing incredibly hard, and we're keeping our focus. Now we just got to be able to score points, and we just got to get our skills to continue to get better.
The Panthers are back in action this Friday night at McLeod Center against Cal Baptist, and Coach Schwab is urging all the Panther faithful to come on out.
Cal Baptist on Friday, get out. You know, I know sometimes that I think people look at the schedule and like, well, you know, I'll make it Oklahoma State meet. You know, I want to be at that one. You know what, I'll make Iowa State meet. Well, we need the crowd every meet, not just those meets. How we compete, and I'm going to continue to say it, how we compete, it has earned that. It has earned it. It has earned the stands to be packed because of how our guys prepare, how they wrestle. And we're in the damn state of Iowa. Man, there's no state that embraces wrestling more, especially the Cedar Valley, the area that we're in. We just got to continue. I guess to me, we just got to continue to win and put a product out there that people just, no matter what, I know I could watch it on Flow Wrestling. I'm not gonna watch it on Flow. I want to be up in the stands. I want to feel that energy, and we're continuing to work on that. But we need everyone. We need everyone here on Friday. We need them against Cal Baptist, just like we need them against Iowa State or against Oklahoma State or whoever's here. We need them. So get your tails out to McLeod.
UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. We'll also get you today's memorable moment in postseason history. NFL postseason history. And, of course, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back after all that on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. We have our first Super Bowl 57 injury to keep an eye on. The Chiefs' top cornerback, Legarius Sneed, is now in the concussion protocol, and his status for Super Sunday against the Eagles is unknown. The injury news more concerning in San Francisco. As tests revealed, quarterback Brock Purdy suffered a torn elbow ligament in Sunday's loss to Philly. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports Purdy will need surgery, but there is initial hope he'll be ready for the start of the season. Despite Sunday's loss, both Bengals coordinators are hot coaching commodities. Cincinnati D coordinator Lou Anarumo will interview for the Cardinals head coach job Wednesday, before Arizona speaks with Cincy OC Brian Callahan on Thursday. Callahan also has a second interview for the Colts job this week. And Kellen Moore wasn't out of work for long. The Cowboys and their offensive coordinator parted ways Sunday, and he was hired to be the Chargers' new OC on Monday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
Westwood One presents memorable moments in NFL postseason history.
Super Bowl 22 between Denver and Washington. The Broncos jumped out to an early 10-0 lead before quarterback Doug Williams caught lightning in a bottle for the burgundy and gold.
Here is a fake drop play. And a fake
Right down the middle.
Williams. Long down the middle for Sanders. Touchdown, Washington. To Sanders over Tony Lewis.
The third of a record four touchdown passes in the second quarter by Williams as Washington exploded for 35 points before halftime en route to a 42-10 victory. Williams became the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl title and earned MVP honors for his efforts. I'm Scott Graham, Westwood One Sports.
If it pumps, stores, or transfers liquids or chemicals, Doltmeyer Sales has you covered. Doltmeyer Sales Ag Early Order Program is back. Special pricing and free freight on qualifying orders of $2,500 or more. Additional savings on orders $5,000 or more. Special program pricing ends March 3rd. Doltmeyer.com.
1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Farmers are always looking for improvements, which is why we created Simtrix XP. This revolutionary new fertilizer was designed to maximize farm profits, improve soil health, and even reduce environmental footprints. Simtrix XP delivers enhanced plant performance with fewer synthetic inputs. Our big why? Farmers deserve more ROI and less IOU. Learn more at futureoffertilizer.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Niners have an impressive collection of playmakers at all levels on their roster. The team features a great pass rush, multiple talented pass catchers, Kyle Shanahan, a difference maker on the sidelines, Christian McCaffrey, and Debo Samuel in the backfield. But without a top quarterback, getting over the hump is going to be difficult. The Niners have been in need of a top QB for years, and after Brock Purdy's injury this weekend, San Francisco's future at the position once again in doubt. The team's lack of big playability under center played a major part in the team trading 3 first-round picks to secure Trey Lance. Despite the team's investment in him and the emergence of Purdy, the Niners are once again on the hunt for a quarterback. But talented QBs, as they say, don't grow on trees. And with the news, Purdy's injury could potentially sideline him for up to 6 months. Maybe names like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr are all possibilities. The Niners will have a franchise-defining decision to make at quarterback pretty soon. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for prime time. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Pirelli Soto Zero. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com for joining today's show. If you missed any of David, he was great, like usual. So check it out on the podcast in mere moments at 1650thefan.com. Also had that audio from UNI coach Doug Schwab. In case you missed that, check it out on the podcast at the website here shortly. Coming up later tonight here on The Fan, since you had Iowa State men's basketball last night. Yeah, I know. I know we're trying to forget that game, but here's the thing. The game was last night, so instead of usually being on a Monday night, the Cyclone Coaches Corner is tonight. And I would imagine you'll be hearing from Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger and women's basketball coach Bill Finley tonight on the show. So that's from 6:30 to 8 tonight. Meanwhile, over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, the Cedar Falls girls basketball team on the road at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan of that one begins around 7:15. That's a wrap for a Tuesday, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Enjoy your night.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.